Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Accidental Aphrodisiac. Sometimes you plan to make things happen. You have an idea or a certain step or sequence you wish to follow. Other times, not so much. There are moments in your life when you only find out what you've done after it's already too late. Are you familiar with that feeling of dread? When you notice a thing that you've just done is not quite what you were expecting and in fact might lead you to some unforeseen consequences. I wonder exactly how it happened. I guess we'll never truly know, but I'm sure somewhere deep down you know. Imagine having just taken some vitamins. Completely normal, mundane. Nothing out of the ordinary. You put down the packaging, the bottle with all those details on what you've just done. Not even thinking about it, nor looking at it. You just go back to what you were doing as if everything is completely and utterly mundane. How long would it take you to notice that something is different? How long would it take for your body to start feeling warm? Or sensitive? Where in your body would it begin? Somewhere deep down, perhaps in your chest? Would you notice it while you were breathing, a certain sensitivity in your chest that seems to cause a tingle all the way down? How long would it take for you to notice those subtle signals? Indications of perhaps. No, it can't be. I'm sure nothing is happening at all. You're simply listening to a voice talking with. Nothing different, nothing out of the ordinary, everything simple, safe, sensitive, tingly, warm. Perhaps certain parts of your body are pulsing. Maybe. But where are those feelings coming from? Well, it could just be some fluttering fantasy or some thoughts, you know, everyone can get those. Maybe it's just some random arousal, no different from any other time when you just accidentally had a drifting thought in a certain direction. Still, nothing out of the ordinary. Everything is fine. Feeling. Tingling shivers that really seem to becoming kind of present. Maybe a little more than you're willing to admit or even realize. It's feeling kind of good, honestly. Kind of. Yeah, it would be nice to just. As you slowly begin to realize that this might not be entirely expected, I wonder if you take a moment to look at the label as what you've actually taken, and then that feeling, dread. Well, it's difficult to be afraid of arousal exactly. But some part of your body is starting to realize that this is not exactly normal. And it's still fairly subtle. It's enough for you to notice that you're being influenced somehow. Your heartbeat appears to be going all the way down to certain places. Apparently, you've accidentally taken an aphrodisiac. And now that it's in your system, there's nothing you can do about it. You'll just have to ride it out, as they say. I'm sure it was an accident, just something that could happen to anyone. An innocent incident of naughty incandescence. Feelings that begin to grow and grow, and that flutter, a little bit of dread and fear, and feeling the heat spread, squirming. Thighs almost being more aware than your mind. Of course, it's only barely begun. You only just started noticing what's happening, and it does say extra strength. Why is this? Your mind trying to answer questions to which it doesn't really need an answer because it's already too late. You took it. And now you'll have to enjoy the consequences. Of course, the timing might be somewhat unfortunate because it's still growing, flowing through your body as your stomach takes care of some of it, transported through the rest of your body, enzymes, sequences that get activated, breathing that responds, pulses that push certain pleasures through your body and mind. Of course, by now, I'm sure you know what's happening. And it's still getting stronger. Still growing in intensity as your body is slowly absorbing whatever contents create these sensations. Maybe if you slow your heartbeat down, it would not happen as quickly or as intensely. Maybe you should just try to relax, to slowly slowly breathe. Try to not be distracted by your body craving all kinds of things. Just focus on the calm heat need shivers that suck you in and push down deep. Focus on the normal, the mundane, the boring. Step away from all those naughty thoughts. Try not to think about how good it would feel to give in to this temptation, the tantalizing tingles that spread through your body. Focus, mundane, normal, boring. Hold on to your sanity as much as you can, because it feels so good. It feels so good. Deep down inside, your body knows. Your mind may try to deny it, but down there, those perverted needs, instinctual desires, craving, your body feels it all, needs it, wants it. Try not to think about what your hands want to do. Do your best to just fight the craving, the needing, the heat growing inside of you, building ever stronger. It would feel so nice to give in to, so good. Pleasure. Arousal, desire, drifting through your mind. Focus on anything that you can that isn't the sweet, sensual sensations that would result from even the simplest touch. Your body is so sensitive that even a light accidental caress could create such beautiful wild waves that flow from one place to the next, creating ripples that grow in intensity the more you give in. Simple. And it's only been a couple of minutes. How long could this possibly last? I guess that's the real danger here. It says it could last for 3, maybe 6 hours. And it all depends on your body. Maybe you could flush it out quicker if you tried. Or maybe trying to resist it would only make it worse. Maybe giving in is the solution. Maybe really giving in is going to feel so good. And it doesn't really matter, does it? An innocent touch, going back and forth, pleasuring and pleasing the body. Surely it would be okay to give in for a little bit. I mean, the body right now really needs it, and why not? Why not give in? It would feel amazing to give in, to let your body succumb to the craving, the pleasing, the arousal ever growing, all the way down. Not to mention that, of course, the more you feel, the more you give in to it, the easier it is to just ride it out. And I wonder, would denying yourself make it last? Would giving in and seeking release help it fade? Or would it be the other way around? Sometimes it's difficult to stop once you've started to feel something. And of course, once the body begins to be aroused, the mind often follows. It can't help itself, really. And the more the pleasure builds, the more the craving creates these ripples of need, of pleasure, of shivers of desire. It does feel good, so good, and it's okay if you want to give in for a little while. It's okay if you realize that there's nothing you can do about it anymore, but enjoy yourself. It was an accident, after all. It's all right. You're allowed to feel good. You're allowed to feel the need and sensitive responses of your body creating cravings that just grow ever stronger. That's right. Your body knows. It's too late for your mind to do anything about it. You might as well let go and enjoy the ride. And who knows? It might help speed things up. And again, maybe the fight itself is so much fun. Feeling yourself pushed by pleasure into certain places of thought. Your hands wandering on their own, almost unaware of your fight, just drifting where desire is strongest and accidentally moving back and forth. It's okay. You can let go. You're allowed to just enjoy whatever happens. hands if you want. And it's still getting stronger. Sometimes there might be moments where it almost feels like it's fading. And then the realization that you think it's fading makes you more aware of it. How it's still going and growing, pulsing in places of pleasure. Your heartbeat supplying all the sensations that it needs to make it even more intense. Adrift in desire, floating on a need, bobbing up and down, awareness fading while pleasure grows and flows. Fingers fluttering and tingling, knowing that it would be so easy. Sensations that spread with effortless ease. It will last for a while. It will keep growing as much as you can enjoy. It works together with the chemistry of your body to amplify so nicely. Little shocks of pleasure that might help you to be aware of what's happening. And like I said, it's already too late to do anything about it. It'll run its course. And I'm sure that you get to enjoy that journey. The awareness of your body. It doesn't matter if it's conscious or unconscious, it'll make it stronger. You will feel the ever-growing heat, the need, it's a natural process. It's just been triggered. The pleasure will feel so good. And the sensitivity can be quite the wonderfully intense experience as well. What's done is done. I guess you'll just have to ride it out. Wake and enjoy.